At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year. So let Cane's take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
The Righteous Brothers from 1964 in concert last night at the Nebraska State Fair in Grand Island. 464-5685. One is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the
Sober Hammond Jewelers song of the day. Grand Island.
It did.
Just blown away by this.
I'm sure you are. No one expected that
crowd?
This morning.
How was the crowd?
I have no idea.
On a Monday night for the Righteous Brothers in Grand Island.
I don't know. I'd like to know how that crowd was last night.
Katrinka, great song.
I think how they sound.
Bill would know about this. I have no idea what she's talking about. Great song if you're a Top Gun fan.
Yeah, I wrote it down right here. Top Gun.
8.9.
Yeah. Top Gun made it.
You
made
go first.
The song.
You go first.
I said you go back to it was a great scene in the movie Top Gun. It did. Top Gun made the song. That's okay. Other than that, that's the first thing when it first came on. I go, okay, this is a great scene. And Tom Cruise sang this song. It was a great little scene in the movie. It's right at the beginning. So it was really good. Goose was with him.
I'm listening.
So for that reason, I'm going to give it a higher score than it probably is deserving. It's going to get it more because of what it took place in that movie. But I'm going to give it a 7801.
I'm sorry?
7801.
Okay.
7801.
Now, Bill Sip was laughing at one point during the end of the song.
Are both Righteous Brothers alive?
Yes, they are.
They are.
Yeah, 85. I see in the Arizona Republic that they're touring. This is their farewell tour. I imagine it is. I mean that quite literally. Bill,
can they finish it tour?
Oh, that's dark.
Can they get through
that's
this?
That's dark.
We get through this tour. How old are they?
85.
85. Okay.
Bill Medley is one of the Righteous Brothers. He's 85. Or he said, I'll be 85 this year. So, yeah, he's like that. He says, you never get tired of doing shows, but the traveling gets tough. Okay. Yeah, no, that song's never done much for me at all. I sound so negative that I don't want to watch TV. I don't want to listen to the Righteous Brothers.
This is in the 60s. Those are better times. You guys weren't even born for this song.
I've heard the song, 7,000 times. Probably didn't make it to the end of it most of those times. It's 6-2.
That's pretty good for hating the song.
It's pretty solid. Yeah, it's definitely
classic.
It's not walk-up music.
No.
It's a little
slow.
God,
imagine that all of a sudden playing in the locker room. Throw in the Righteous Brothers to get this place pumped up.
No.
But they're talented.
It'll get high scores.
You want to guess Rudy's score there, Bill?
I am a guess Rudy's score. That's going to be a 4.9.
6.6.
6.6. I can't lie. I actually enjoyed the instrumental part a lot. Okay.
You don't need to lie.
Don't need to lie.
We don't like lies, Rudy.
That questions me, Rudy. The other times when you don't say that, are you lying? So do you have to make that statement every time? That's confusing to me.
You're fine on that.
Some ratings before we get to Bill's Thrills. Triple H's dad, 7. Chamia, 8.9. Brett Bertrand, 8. Kip, 9.9. 9.9.
9.9.
Kip.
How about that?
Coach Libby says game week, 4.4. I'm not sure why she's game week in that one, but he did.
This game week, he's correct.
Vernon Dakin, 7-1 because of Top Gun. Crowbait, 10. Durant in the bottom, 6.6. The movie helped. Somebody else says that. 10. That's from Jay. Says 10 because of Top Gun.
10.
Jake and Hickman, 6.5. Wink, 8.2. Who Clovis Bird? 8.
Jeez.
8 from Bird. That is
the
really
highest
high.
Score he's ever given. And he gave it to the Righteous Brothers.
From 1964.
1964. His highest rating he's ever given. That's
didn't see that coming.
I didn't see that one coming at all. I don't think anyone saw it coming. The highest number he's ever given.
Gavin and Pender, 9. Sanderson, 8.1. Kiffin and Columbus, 6.7. Jennifer, 9.2. Hubby, 7.9.
Wow,
pretty high scores.
Yeah, fired up.
They like that.
Let's see. Pete in Chattanooga now. Why would he be listening to the show? Why? 10.
He's tied into Nebraska. 10.
Do people like this
now,
song?
Now, here's the thing. Pete is, he says, memories from junior high. He is 73 years old.
Okay.
How about that?
How about junior high memories.
Junior high.
In 1964. Scooter and Roca, 7-9. Mike, 9. And YouTube. Can't forget
God,
YouTube.
Yeah. Scores are really high.
They are. Officer McLeod, Columbus, 7.85. Troy, 6.8. Nebraska, Noel, 8.3. Chris, 6.1. Bolt, 8.95. Better times, he says.
Thank you, Bolt. Get healthy.
Yes. Darren, 7.1. Nels, a 2. And Brad.
Nels gave it a 2.
Brad gave it a 2.
Yeah, Brad gives it an 8.
Probably didn't even listen. He was watching the Hard Knocks last night.
He's watching Confidential Conversations last night.
I couldn't focus on this song.
I got to be more positive the rest of the show.
Okay.
7:05, I'm turning positive.
Okay. Well, now is a good time for that because it's your favorite segment of the week, and that's Bill's Thrills, Bugaboo Tuesday.
Things
that bother Bill. So without further ado, let's fire it up.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
You need to call or text Randy at 402-417-5204 for all things remodels. Kitchen, bath, hallways, whole house, Dinert Contracting.
I gotta reach out right now to Philman. Will there be an entrance? Do you think? I wonder if we should like have an introduction when Randy comes in, when he shows up. Do we do?
I hope Phil yells.
Probably
Randy.
Something like that. People need to know when he's arrived. Him and his entourage of Duke and Julie. Yes.
God dang, Mike! Make sure you point out Duke to me for sure.
Because you met Duke before.
I know, but I
several
been a
times
while.
You've talked to him a lot. Actually,
no, I haven't. Yeah. I haven't twice. And let me try to pick out Randy.
Also, at tomorrow night's event, Randy said that he will have a small amount of, doesn't want to get overly focused because he wants to focus on the night. But if someone wants to reach out to him, hey, listen, a little bit of advice. If someone's coming, hey, listen, I got a problem in my basement.
He won't have a booth set up?
He won't have a booth.
That's for the next day.
Randy, you're not setting up a booth at Arrowhead.
His booth has already been shipped down to Arrowhead.
South.
So he doesn't have a
Arrowhead booth, South.
Arrowhead South.
Yeah, South.
So,
does he feel slighted?
But he will still feel he'll still field questions tomorrow. He'd like to do it during a break or time like that. He doesn't want to take away from.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You don't need another hat. You need a personalized plan to regrow hair. Through Hims, you can access treatments that combine clinically proven minoxidil and finasteride to stop hair loss and regrow hair in just 3 to 6 months. No hidden fees. No surprise costs, just real personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Again, Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
From the stool, but he will do.
Yeah,
he very can. Positive about Randy.
Now you got the shaft though on that South thing.
Well, Carson knew ahead of time. He knew that this was coming. Mm-hmm. That the game was getting moved. He was way ahead. Yeah, the Peds kind of got
Tim's
the word
the north
on that,
side.
And then all of a sudden, right away, the booth got pegged immediately
north
on that
influence.
Side for us right there.
Influence.
Today is Bugaboo Tuesday, Sip's favorite day of the week for Bill's Thrills.
It is.
There has to be a warning before the horning. There has to be a warning before the horning. Beep, beep, honk, honk, beep, 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 honk, honk, honk.
Oh, wasn't ready.
Commercials. On live radio that have horns in it. Oh. It freaks me out.
Oh,
it's
good
happened.
One.
This has been a long time coming and it got me Sunday. I'm driving, all of a sudden it's like, wah, wah, beep! And I'm just like, what? I look around, I lock him up. I'm like, what's going on? Just a commercial, just about some drywall.
Calm down.
That was it.
Calm down.
It got me so worked up.
Where like, were you?
There has to be. I was at 84th and Old Cheney. He's going to get the truck washed. And all of a sudden, I'm at the intersection, and the horns lay on the radio. And I'm just like, what is going on? This has happened to me numerous times. You hear it all the time. When all of a sudden horn honking just comes on.
Yep.
It just comes on in the radio. And it's the lead in. It's not even like during the conversation. Mm-hmm. The first thing is a horn honking.
Ah.
And it just freaks me out.
Mm. I get it.
TV? No, doesn't bother me. Doesn't care about that. When you're driving, all of a sudden you're kind of mm-hmm. zoned out. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that
you
hear a horn just blasting over your head. Because it gets you when you get horns honking at you.
Yeah, you're looking around.
Your head on a swivel.
Yep.
Immediately. You've never had it happen to me before, Steve?
All the time.
Yeah.
Me.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I could see why it'd be disconcerting. I've heard noises on the radio that I'm like a siren.
So the same thing. The siren falls into the horn deal. Yeah. It's like all of a sudden,
right.
You're like, what is going on? I'm going to pull over. Oh, it's just they're selling yogurt.
Were you were you alone in the? Were you alone?
I was alone in the.
So you had to keep your thought. You had to kind of figure
get yourself
it out.
Together.
It wasn't really Laura. Quick. It wasn't Laura there to say, "Hey, Bill, this is the radio.
It's the radio.
Calm down."
And it hits you pretty quick that it is the radio. But there just be some sort of rule for sirens, horns, anything as the initial part of any sort of advertising.
Yep.
And it happens all the time. They come up with a cool idea. It's like, oh, this is going to be an advertising over the radio, so people will be driving when they listen to this. I'll tie in a horn like that or a crash sound or something. It's like, not good.
There's a collision center that has a horn on it now that I'm thinking about it. I don't say the name of it, but yeah, I get where you're
Jake,
coming
this
from.
Has happened to you?
Absolutely, all the time. Yeah, because like you said, if you're zoning out and you're driving, all of a sudden you hear it, you're like, where's that coming from? And it's a commercial. People say mostly on the text like sirens. Yeah, the sirens.
Sirens probably get you more than the honks. So this was just a horn honking that got me. But sirens, it'd be one of the the original.
So you
problems.
Want that? Would you address that with the FCC?
Yes, I'd like to talk to the FCC about this.
Doesn't Schindler?
Well, he's FDIC.
Oh yeah.
So I don't know if I don't know if banking and laws of banking can also control anything
for some reason,
radio. They might. Is Schindler, did FCC, he run the FCC FDIC. Also?
He might.
He invented the FDIC, so I don't know if he's in charge
he has nothing of that. To do
no,
with
he's,
the FCC.
He's, you know, he's a finance business major, so I don't know if he's available to do this.
Okay, so scratch that.
Yes, anything from the text line, Jay?
Yeah, we got some response here regarding the headline. Marcus says, I thought it was going to be a Dr. Love session with the headline that you had today, Bill.
What's the headline again?
What's that? No. Yeah.
Come on, just do it.
Is this wrong, Marcus?
Yes, Marcus. No.
Big Bird in Columbus says, the sirens you guys play at your intro every day get me every day. We have our open has sirens and a rooster crow.
It does.
Again, it wakes you up.
How about dogs
not a commercial
barking
though.
On TV? Does that get sugar?
Occasionally a dog will catch. Sometimes it's like nothing. It has no idea. All of a sudden, though, she'll be like, what was that?
Right.
Yeah, intrigues her.
Here's a take. Eric and Hickman says, if I hear the horns in a commercial, that absolutely guarantees I will not be buying what you're selling.
Ooh.
Instant turn off to your product.
I agree. Sometimes it can be a setback, maybe. I don't know if I've never really thought that deep into it. But when it alarms you right away. Now, I will say this. It does get you. It makes you.
Sanderson with it, says, it just pisses me off every time. I'm old. I get freaked out. Well done, coach. Thank you for this topic.
I'm old. I get freaked out. Thank you, Sanderson.
I'm with you. How about going to Ruhlman, Sandy?
Yeah.
See you tomorrow night, Sandy. No pressure. You know the number.
Yeah.
Text or call,
you know
Phil.
The number.
Pete call Chattanooga Phil. Says 100, Bill. Also, some songs have a siren. It's startling.
Yeah.
It's startling.
It can catch you.
Mm-hmm. It can.
Waverly Jim says, thank you. I think it should be illegal. I drive a semi for a living. Yeah. Always think I'm running someone over.
Yeah.
It should be illegal.
Yeah, all of a sudden, if you're driving a semi and you hear this thing with a horn come on, you're going to look to your left and right, which causes a panic on your part, like going, hey, am I exactly right? Am I changing lanes and I can't see this car in my rearview mirror or whatever it is?
I think you might be onto something.
It alarms the heck out of you. Should be. Anything else, Jake?
Someone says, yeah, doorbells on TV, same thing. It bothers him as well.
Doorbells on TV.
The dog.
Oh, yeah. Doorbells on TV will get
you.
Doorbells on TVs get you. Yeah. Mm. They know what they're doing, too.
They do.
Yeah, sirens. People just go mostly 100 on this one, Bill.
Sirens.
Well, thank you.
100. Chase says, and by the way, to the semi-driver, 100% correct take on the semi-driver there, Waverly Jim.
Yeah. So those guys are hauling.
Chase confirms.
They're on... That's a big apparatus they're driving.
Yeah, and they don't want to be They don't want to be confused.
Every time I see someone driving, I'm just impressed. I'm like, wow, the CDL license, wow.
I think they've made them harder to get, too.
There's a couple ads right now that I hear that we didn't make the ads. I listened to different stations that they do have sirens. I'm not hearing as many
you say
honking.
That?
No, I don't know. I don't know what ads they are. I hear them. Like, this should not happen.
There's a collision center that does it.
The siren?
No.
I'm saying there's sirens in several ads. I'm like, this should not be legal.
Causes distress.
Mm-hmm.
Sanderson,
so it caused
it
you
best.
A fair amount of distress on Sunday?
It did.
You were 84th and Old Cheney in your
84th
truck.
84th and Old Cheney. All of a sudden, like, I'm thinking, I've done something
around.
Wrong. Yep. I'm in a panic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a panic. I'm running someone over or something.
I totally understand.
Thank you, Jake.
What was the headline again? One more time, please.
There has to be a warning before the horning.
I don't see anything
inappropriate. Yeah, I don't either.
Just Marcus having mind.
Get yourself together, Marcus.
That's Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Diner Contracting. Hour two next. John Butler spoke to media. What did he tell us next on Early Break of the Ticket?
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.